This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show, or podcast, number 152 in the series for Franklin Matters. This recording is of the Town Administrator Search Subcommittee meeting held on Wednesday, November 14, 2018. The subcommittee is comprised of Town Councilors Matt Kelly, Tom Mercer, Melanie Hamblin, and Debbie Pellegri. Karen Bratt, Human Resources Director for the Town of Franklin, also participated. The position for town administrator was posted in several places from October 18 to November 13. 24 applications were received. All met the minimum Bachelor of Arts requirement. 18 met the minimum of 3 years of town administration experience, but only 4 were directly in that role. One additional candidate held a deputy role. This would provide a pool of 5 candidates to work with. The discussion around the unique qualifications of the Franklin role in the form of government led into the qualifications of the current deputy administrator, Jamie Helen. Jamie had started in January 2016 and has been working to learn the role for almost 3 years. The committee moved to bring Helene forward as the candidate for replacing Jeff Nutting. Jeff Nutting, as you may recall, has announced his retirement sometime in the year 2019. If the council does not agree with this move, the subcommittee can return to work with the pool of candidates gathered thus far. The session recording runs approximately 33 minutes. So without further ado, here is the audio recording.
November 14th, 2018, I call the subcommittee for the Town Administrator Search Committee to order. So this meeting may be recorded, so we have that. There you go. And this evening we're going to start with Karen giving us a overview of the search process to date.
We posted the town administrator position on the town website, which has a job opportunity section, and that also went out to Twitter and Facebook. We had it on the town bulletin board outside of my office, on the Mass Municipal Association website, which is sort of the go-to place for any state town job in Massachusetts. And it was also in the November issue of the Beacon, which again is really where people would be looking for town positions or municipal opportunities. The posting was open from October 18th until yesterday, November 13th, at the end of the day. We had 24 candidates come in. All of the candidates met the requirement of having a bachelor's degree. The 3 years of experience in town administration, there were 18 people that had at least 3 years of town administration experience.
Not necessarily as town administrator.
No, so that was pretty much anything in town administration, kind of varying from various positions. There were actually only 4 that were current or former town managers or town administrators, and then 1 deputy town administrator or internal candidate. So 18 had experience in town administration. 11 of those were in Massachusetts, and 7 of those were actually out of state. So we had quite a few out of state candidates.
We assume that's because the Beacon goes to New England, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we had even further than New England, surprisingly. So I think people just looking on the job board or picked it up, you know, through their own networks.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
No.
Anything to for Karen regarding the review search process and the data? Go ahead.
My first question is, I didn't know that we were even starting all of this yet, but is this something we have to do, is have a search committee and put it out into the wide open spaces?
Yeah.
Is it mandatory for us
to do that? Town charter requires that the position be posted.
Where is that, in the charter?
Yeah, it's in the charter.
So the charter states has to be posted, and then from there,
It doesn't really
make a decision. So that was the
first. Everything is private to this point.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, by private, I mean we don't have.
We're not looking at the resumes
candidates
currently.
Yeah, no, I understand this is just that process, but I just didn't know if we even had to do this.
So
you have the charter there.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Article 4 of the charter is the town administrator. Section 2. It says, in seeking candidates for the administrator's post, the town council should advertise in appropriate professional journals and other suitable publications as deemed necessary. So, you know, we said we might, we had to at least put it, you know, put it out there, and we would consider,
at least do that.
Yeah, we would consider, so that, obviously, the MMA and
so that
appropriate journal.
That follows the charter requirements, so to speak,
I
that we're asking.
Okay, I was
that fulfills what
that,
we
then.
Have to yeah. do by law.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other questions for Karen?
So I think I might have read the job description once, but it said that the requirements were that you need to have some kind of town administration work, or was it,
did
we require that they were like town administrator, like administrator?
Nope, it requires a bachelor's degree from an accredited 4-year college, and at least 3 years of full-time compensated
okay.
service in town administration,
right.
or related job experience.
Okay.
So,
so
I kind of broke it down into town or not.
18 of the 24.
Yep. Had the actual town
okay.
piece.
Okay.
And there were others that had, some had similar experience. There were some that, you know, really, I couldn't really see the tie-in between what they're doing and this kind of job.
Okay. And the people from outside of the state, were they town administrators, or were they, do you remember any of that?
I believe that one was. I don't remember the details. I know that there was one candidate from out of state that I thought looked promising. Let me just look at my.
So if you're living in Queechy, Vermont, doing your town administrator,
right?
Right,
it's a little different here, right?
Might be very nice to get back to Franklin, right? Like
yeah.
this.
So you said there were four that are currently or
yep. So there's
had
four
been town
yep.
administrators
in Massachusetts, correct?
Okay.
Yep.
Make sure I have these notes.
So sort of if you looked at that world, if that's what you're looking for, is
okay.
in
and
Massachusetts
that included the in-house.
Plus the in-house.
Plus four.
Okay.
Were current or former town managers or town administrators in Massachusetts.
In-house applicant. We should
plus the one
applicant,
deputy.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't think so at this moment.
Is a month opening? So it's like a little bit less than a month the job was open. Is that about the normal amount that you do for like a position in the town?
I think generally we've done about a month. I would say in my experience, you definitely want at least a 2-week minimum
right.
for any kind of posting.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was too short or if it was.
I think that's pretty average. I mean, there's been ones where we put it out for a month and found we didn't have enough candidates, so we extended
right.
it or
right.
kept it open. And we've sort of built that flexibility in. So sometimes on a posting, I'll say preferred deadline or, but we'll review resumes longer or similar
mm-hmm.
language like that.
Right, okay.
But oftentimes a month is enough.
Right.
Are any of the applicants familiar with the town charter, and have they worked with a charter in their communities? Was that a question or something that was?
It wasn't addressed.
That would be a question if we decided to go that route.
Yeah, I think we could probably, you could review that either in an interview process, or if you looked further at the resumes, you might see some reference of it in the cover letters.
Because I think that's important.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, that wasn't clear from my initial review.
Any other questions? Okay. The next item on the agenda is to consider the candidacy of the deputy town administrator. Just to kind of give my thoughts to start, if that's okay. I want to start with Franklin and kind of work my way into Jamie before we all talk about it. But so I find Franklin's very unique for a community that we live in. We have a town charter. We have a town council.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our surrounding towns, most of the towns that we've ever worked with, and I know Tom and I have done a couple of consults with other towns, and most recently Framingham, to talk about charter and a council versus a town meeting, but most of the towns have a town meeting. So to find somebody that knows that process is very important. It's a very, very different form of government, and it works very well. We've been told by reps and governors and alike that we run very well, and a lot of business people as well as town citizens think that we have a very well-run government.
But it is unique.
It is unique.
Very unique.
Which brings me to Jamie. He's been, you know, the first thing I was writing some things down, I thought about Jamie, and you know, and I take this is our, kind of the president of our town, so I take it very serious, right? And it's really the guy who, or the young woman, or the woman, or the man who gets put in this position is really the face of the town for us, and we have to count on them. And I feel like we have spent the last 3 to 4 years molding this gentleman for this job. Not only that, but he was also picked by Jeff himself, who has been the longest running town administrator in Massachusetts, which should say a lot for us, right? If Jeff thought that he wasn't going to be able to do it, I don't see Jeff as the type of person that, or our current town administrator, not to use his name so often, but as the type of person that's going to be like, I'm out of here. Good luck with this guy. He's worked very hard, and I think from WU being here all these years, you know, Jeff puts everything his thought and heart and soul into the job. So I know Jeff trusts him. I know that he's been training for 3 to 4 years. One of the other bonuses to Jamie is not only does he know town, he knows the state politics of it. He's been involved at the state level, which reminds me so much of Jeff years ago when we needed all that help. And for our town in particular, Franklin really has a close relationship with the government agencies that run our town, run our state, and how we can kind of fund our way to get the most for our citizens. So he knows the town, the state, and I think what most impresses me over the last few years he's been here is he's been at all the events. Mm-hmm. It's very easy for a deputy town administrator to be like, yep, I'm the dep. See you later. I'm not the guy that's been out in front, but he's been out in front of that. He's made great efforts to go to multiple groups and to meet the residents and the associations. I know he's been to Rotary and he's been to the Elks and he's been to the downtown partnership meetings, and he's really stepped in to kind of be like, I'm going to take this role. What concerns me about hiring somebody or looking at other candidates is that I really feel like we'll do a disservice to him. We have spent the last 3 to 4 years grooming this individual to step into the role, and to turn around and start looking at all candidates, we should let him go today then, if that's the route we go, because it's not fair for him to spend the last 3 to 4 years here prepping for a job that he could or could not get. And I know if it was me, I wouldn't want to be the guy that comes in and, you know, comes in for 3 to 4 years and then my town council, who, you know, represents the people, basically brings a new boss in to run the show for me. So give him, if that's the case, we should let him know sooner rather than later to say to him, listen, you know, we're going to look at other people, and we might, I fear that if we do that, we might eventually or quickly lose a really good asset. I don't know if it was, I can't remember if it was Sterling or Holden, but one of the companies, one of the towns was a Holden up near, up that way, up on 495 North. They just did the same thing, and they hired, they went out to the candidate, and the guy who was there for the last 5 years working left. Why would he want to be there? Exactly. You basically didn't you don't think he's credible enough to do the job. And I think by walking out of this meeting and suggesting to the council that we vote and, you know, put Jamie in that spot is saying that we've trusted the guy that's been here 3 to 4 years, and we feel like he's here to take the place of the guy who's been here 15 plus years. So, but those are my comments, and I'll open it up to the three of you and whoever would like to go next and speak on the considering of Jamie. Go ahead, Deb.
I think that's why I asked at the very beginning, is we had to do this or not. I mean, I feel too, just like, for example, the police chief. You know, we didn't go out on a search committee, but it wasn't in the charter anyway mm-hmm. that we had to do that. But you have someone in a position that is working up to that position. Let it be the deputy, let it be deputy chief, let it be the assistant town clerk.
These people
are in the positions learning the job, okay? And to all of a sudden go out and look elsewhere, why did we waste this person's time, really? Why did we keep the person in the position if he wasn't doing a good job? And we wanting him to move up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just don't want to get everybody else's hopes, not ours, out there, you know, that is thinking, oh, to come to Franklin, they may not have nearly the qualifications as Jamie does. And number one is with the charter and how to work with the townspeople. And I think that's very, very important. So I'd be curious to see what the rest of the committee is going to say and how we would handle it.
Tom,
you want me to go?
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I agree. I agree that that we've had Jamie in this position, and I don't think Jeff would say, okay, June is it because I'm, you know, and he's going to leave because Jamie's not ready. I think Jamie's ready. I think he's got a lot of really good ideas of what he wants to do. To even to change what's happened, to kind of like expand on things that are going on in Franklin. But I also feel like maybe we do, like, how do we look at, we have these people that have all applied for this position, right? And I'm just glad that Jamie applied for it, because I was like, what if he doesn't even apply for the job?
Yeah.
Right? So to me, it's like, I know that in a lot of places that people will pick the internal candidate, but I've been on those search committees out in like in corporate world and in the hospitals where you do bring people in just to talk to them, mm-hmm. to see if there's a possibility of anybody else that might have similar qualifications, which is going to be really rare because of Franklin being so different mm-hmm. from everything else. But I kind of feel like maybe, you know, we should, it's not an easy task, right?
No, I agree. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
That's why the four of us are here, right? Put the strong on the count.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy?
Well, I guess I feel a lot like Matt and Debbie do. I think we have an individual now who we've worked with, we've brought along, we've got a situation where we've got a brand new superintendent of schools. Jamie's been involved in working with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the best things that ever happened to this town was when they put the municipal side and the school side on the same, in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
And back to superintendent. Back to superintendent's office, up to the town administrator's office, and they work together. And Jamie's right there, and the three of them have worked very closely over the last couple of years, bringing Sarah on board, as well as Jamie being involved with everything. And I give Jeff a lot of credit for allowing Jamie to be a big part of everything that's going on,
right.
Negotiation, everything he's been involved in.
Let's
see how you handle it. And I think in a lot of ways that was Jeff testing
mm-hmm.
for his own peace of mind,
yeah.
but as well to show us, the counselors,
yeah.
that this guy is capable.
Right.
And I think the piece, one of the biggest pieces for me is I feel Jamie totally cares about Franklin.
Definitely. Yeah.
And you don't go out, you don't interview that.
Right.
That's not out there. But just to see how vested he is in the community, and what he's done to get himself into the community. You know, you can go to other towns that have a deputy town administrator or, you know, somebody in that position and go out to the townspeople, they don't know who that guy is or individual is. In Franklin, everybody knows who Jamie is. You know, they know because he's made it a point to go out there and get his face out into the community. And as I said, I think the guy cares. I understand what you're saying, Mel, as far as, you know, is there a way to test?
Well, we've both been there.
We have both been there.
Right.
And, you know, I've been on a number of superintendent searches,
right.
Local yeah. searches, and in the corporate world. And I guess, you know, I'm fighting with the piece of, are we doing a disservice to both?
Right.
By
right, we're wasting people's time. It,
exactly.
Right.
And that concerns me, because that's not a message that I would like out there from the town of Franklin.
Right.
And I guess, Matt, I think for me, hit the nail on the head when he said, you know, if we've put 3 or 4 years into Jamie,
yeah.
and if he isn't the guy we wanted, why is he still here? Mm-hmm. And to Debbie's to Debbie's point.
But what happens if we put it
what
out?
What have we done? What have we done? We hired a police chief from within.
Yeah.
What do we get criticized the most for as a council? Is looking from within. And we put this individual in place
right.
3 or 4 years ago
right.
for this reason, knowing that Jeff was coming.
And if
he wasn't our guy, he shouldn't be here, right? He should not be here right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. So was it, so I guess the question is, like, when Jamie was hired, from my understanding of the way I feel that he's been brought along, was that he was brought along to be the administrator.
Yes.
So it was really a long conversation for some of us have been on the council for a long time that
right.
we were looking, but it wasn't a let's go out. It was less of a let's go out and find somebody. It was and put an ad out. It was more
right.
of a let's find the right candidate,
candidate
and grab them and bring them in and see how they work over a few years.
Right.
And
Jeff had told us
yeah.
at that point that it was coming.
Yeah,
right.
He was saying it's going to come a time that
you know he gave us a lot of notice,
yeah.
So we could take our time and put the right individual in that position,
mm-hmm.
which, again, in my opinion, I think we did.
So it wasn't like we posted the ad and Jamie just showed up one day with you know with
oh,
like,
yeah.
and it's like, can I fill out an application, right? Like no, it was kind of like we're posting this ad, Jamie, and you need to apply because we want you here and want to see what you got and
right.
show us what you got, kid, and you know. I would say typically as, you know, being in the corporate world, a lot of times, and you probably see this as well, but after 2 years, somebody's like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm just here, I'm settled in my job,
yeah,
and I'm
you
enjoying
get over
it,
that
right?
2 year
yeah.
thing, if they're still around, it's pretty,
but here we go
pretty
to
powerful
year,
thing.
But here we go into year four,
right?
And he's like, whoa. So I would
right.
hate to, this, that's twofold. I know exactly where you're coming from, but I'd hate to turn around and say to him, hey, listen, we're going to go look at candidates as well. And not that we're going to say no to you. We just want to see what else is out there. And he turns around and goes, that's great, you know. Some
it.
Guy.
What
some,
message is that that you're
some guy in Auburn called me and he said he's got a town administrator job and I'm out of here. And we, at the end of the day, we're spending the next, and I can't remember the community I looked at the other day, but we're spending the next 18 months going, oh, crap, who do we get? And we
mm-hmm.
come, somebody
mm-hmm.
comes into the town who basically obliterates what we've put well, all the councils before
right.
us and all the citizens who worked, you know, whether it be Steve Sherlock or anybody else has worked so hard
mm-hmm.
to make sure
Steve
that,
who?
Yeah. and all the employees here and all of the staff and everybody and all the councils that have ever sat, that they've worked at this point to continue down this tradition where we continue to get year after year these accolades that say how great we are because
mm-hmm.
we're only really good because we care, right? Like
yeah.
we care and it makes our employees and it makes our people and it makes our town work hard.
Right.
We care about each other and we've seen that over the events, whether they're tragic or not, that have come together. I mean, look at the veterans thing. You can't get 1,000 people. I told people that I think there was 1,000
so
people
low.
There.
Oh, there were
right?
so many more.
And you
than
can't
that.
Yeah. You don't get that with most
closer
towns.
To two.
So well.
Closer to two.
Closer
yeah.
to two. So you don't get that with many towns, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have a town that cares, and that's and we've got a town a deputy town administrator that cares because our town administrator cares. So why not
mm-hmm.
have him pick that up and keep going? And I hate to belittle, keep going with the whole thing, but I think for us, the number three. I mean, I'm to kind of move on. Oh, thanks, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. Do we want to consider the process for qualified candidates, or do we want to move the, you know, have a vote to move the, you know, Jamie to the town council to, for consideration? I mean, that's really where it comes to now.
I would like to, on the charter again,
yeah.
I want to just read something about the advertising and yep. all. Does it use the word shall do this or?
Shall, yes.
So we did what it says.
We did what
yeah.
it said.
That was, I talked to Mark about it as well because I wanted to make sure we covered our bases. I don't want anybody
I've checked with someone too.
Good.
The council shall. Okay. So now the question is, doing all of these applications and all, say we were to find someone that we liked better, all right? And I agree with everything you said
yeah.
about him staying and would he
yeah.
leave and all this and that. But to reinvent the wheel. I used to say this all the time when I was clerk and we'd get new counselors. I'd say, oh my goodness, you know, now we're going
to
start doing
train
everything
them
all over
That's
again.
True. I mean,
you know,
we got blessed with Teresa being here.
They think that we didn't think of something, so they're going to come and spend so much time on it. Reinventing the wheel is what it's called. And we certainly don't want to do that. We're here. We don't want to come back down here and move ourselves up there. And I think that Jamie has the qualifications to keep us right here.
Maybe to go over here.
And to go a little
further. Well, and you look, because he's younger,
yeah.
not to, no, you know, no slight on Jeff, but he's younger.
Yeah.
You know, he gets technology.
Enthusiastic.
Oh.
Like, that's
yeah.
huge
that
for
like,
us, right? Like, when you get somebody else that, and no offense to anybody who is, you know, listening to these down the road or anybody that's in this meeting or anything else, but you get somebody that's 75 that comes in here and wants to do it for 5 years. Well, yeah, we got a 5-year window, and they don't know a lot about technology, right? Very few people at that age group do. We're getting somebody that knows technology and knows where our citizens are. We're going to be prepared for the millennial voter, not, you know, and the millennial citizen, not the, you know, the 55 and over, because the millennials are with us a heck of a lot longer,
right?
So,
you know, and you look at what Jamie's done over the last 3 or 4 years, and Jeff leaves, and we still have history.
Yeah.
We still have history in the position. And when you look at what we're going to be facing over the next year or two, just from the budgetary standpoint, you look at those things, and to have that history is going to be
absolutely
invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
Invaluable.
100%. And also think about, you know, it's Jamie's third day in the job, and he's got a question, and he picks up the phone, and he can call Jeff, right? Some other guy that doesn't know Jeff, third day on the phone, maybe Jeff will answer. Maybe he will. You know, he's hiking
he's
in New Zealand. Like, what does he
do? College is do his own
or,
thing
yeah,
and then
just,
make
yeah.
a mistake.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. So.
For the record, according to the records that I could find, Jamie started in January of 2016. So it's really 3 full years.
I actually do have his resume, if that would be.
Yeah, I think we should look at that.
Sorry, I didn't even think of it before. And a cover letter as well.
Now that we've started this process, which I didn't think that was even started yet, to be perfectly honest with you, I thought we were going
to
decide tonight.
Well, we had to do that
tonight.
By law.
Yeah, but no, I didn't know we were going to decide tonight how we were going to handle this. But now that it's out there and all, what would we do if we decided we wanted to just make a motion with the council for Jamie?
So
that's him.
Yeah, so the next step would be that the subcommittee would make a motion to move this to the town council for Jamie to be considered as town administrator.
Before we even interview or do any of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we can't. If we either go to interviews or we recommend
okay.
Jamie. So it's
okay.
one or the other.
Yeah.
And then if we make that, correct
right.
me if I'm
okay.
wrong, but if we make that recommendation to the full council, the full council could review and then decide to do something different.
They could send it back to us.
They
could go
it,
back to
they
the subcommittee and do that.
Back to us
mm-hmm.
If they weren't in agreement with what our recommendation is. Because, again, we're only a subcommittee making a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. So then from there, the 9 members of the town council would take a vote to move Jamie to that, you know, hire Jamie to that position, subject to negotiations of salary, compensation, and a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And then it leaves the chair and vice chair to we work with Jeff and Mark to get a contract that would be suitable, that we would all agree on. Then we bring that back to the council and we
run the council. The full council votes on the ratification of the contract.
Basically, it's just taking Jeff's contract.
Which is basically,
good stuff out of it. Give it to him.
Negotiating. Really, the only negotiations is the dollar.
And what would happen with all of these candidates that have applied now?
That would be the end. They would.
I would reach back. I could reach back out to them and let them know that we
at the current time. Yeah, we would say at the current time that we're currently working with an in-house candidate. If it opens back up, we'll let them know.
And see, a lot of them, I'm sure, are concerned this is not to go public.
Yeah, I think that's right, the main concern.
They don't want it.
Only the finalists would be
right.
Because if we move to here to look at candidates, then all that goes public. Mm-hmm. Now what you've done is you've exposed, let's say we take the... Let's say you take the four that, you know, now you've exposed four people.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm sitting in Holliston and I'm one of the four, well, my job's pretty much tanked because everybody in Holliston now knows that I'm applying for a job.
So
I don't want to open that door up, that Pandora's box up, unless we really want to.
Right, and then if Jamie is really like the lead candidate, then we don't want to get any of these people in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
I did have one question on the candidates. Was there anybody from Franklin?
No.
Was there? No citizens, no...
Nope. I
thought you were going to apply.
He's not 4 years.
Yeah, I mean...
on everything?
I couldn't resist.
Seven out of state. Closest to Franklin was probably Milford.
Okay.
But not even any of the immediate surrounding towns.
So I did have a conversation with Jamie. You and I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I did have a conversation with Jamie a couple weeks ago about whether he was going to apply, and he said he was. And then I said, well, what about moving to Franklin? And his comment to me was his girlfriend and himself would love to live in Franklin. The issue is they live with his 93-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
And he said, but when that time comes and something happens, he would not think twice about selling that property and moving the heck down here for the opportunity. That says a lot. You know, there's a guy that likes Franklin and wants to live in Franklin, and I like that.
And not living in Franklin hasn't hurt him at all as far as attending things here.
He said everything.
No. I mean, just drive to Southboro every night.
Yeah.
Which is not that bad. When I was on the school committee, we had one of the guys was driving to Plymouth. I can't remember who. Ogden was driving to Plymouth. But I mean, that's a hike. So, but
I guess my biggest concern with not moving forward with Jamie from here would be the message that it sends to Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that would concern me.
Right.
And it's something that I've been thinking about since we put this committee together. You kick the different things around.
Other, so it's really,
exactly. That being said, I've voiced it, but my opinion is I'd like to see us move this to the full council. Move Jamie to the full council as a recommendation.
Is that a motion?
Sure, I'll make it in the form of a motion, unless somebody wants to discuss further.
No, I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay. Seeing no discussion, we'll take a vote. Mr. Mercer's recommendation is to move Jamie Hellenden to the full council for consideration. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? There you go.
Now, when would this be brought forward? And
next
does it have
meeting.
To
probably
be the next meeting, because it'd have to be in resolution form?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And then we'll vote next meeting, and then the meeting after that, one of the two meetings in December, we'll turn around and we'll have the contract if that gets affirmed. If not, then we'll come back to the drawing board.
Then we'll come back and
we'll do it again.
Do it again.
Okay, it's just a majority vote, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Simple majority.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really hope that the council feels the same as we
unanimous.
Do.
Yeah, I can't.
I would love to see it unanimous.
Oh,
right.
Of course, we all would. And I'm sure Jamie would too.
I was thinking, what if he doesn't apply?
So we won't have a next meeting date until we find out if we need to have a next meeting.
Right.
Then we'll go from there. And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Karen, you're all set.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? In particular, if you have an interest in real estate, zoning, or construction, I would like someone to follow the Planning Board, Zoning Board of Appeals, and Conservation Committee meetings, or at least one of the above. I'll provide the guidance on note-taking and sharing. You need to bring an inquisitive and open mind and willingness to learn and share. Overall, if you can use this information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.